and welcome back to the Ramble Room from sunny but smoky and hot Sheridan. It's smoky out there, folks.
My eyes is burning.
Thanks, California. And Oregon and Washington and Montana.
And Wyoming.
You mean all
not
those
much.
Typically yeah, wet states.
There's a couple
we
here.
We have pretty good containment rate. Anyway.
Is that what we're calling it these days? That's why they want to do the nuclear power plant here.
Because our containment is so
good. We know how to contain.
I see what you did there. So the reason I bring up that this is Sheridan is because today's topic is pretty pertinent to Sheridanites specifically. Maybe it's like this all over the place now. Maybe the world has changed around us as well. But here in Sheridan, there's a pretty significant problem with four-way stops.
It is the four-way capital of the world, I think.
Did you check Google for that before we got started?
Hell with Google.
Google's lying about it anyway. We have a lot of four-way stops, and it seems like most of them are in between your guys' house and our house. So
yeah,
we have to hit them almost every day.
Yeah,
multiple times a day.
I drive several hours a day, going from job to job, checking on subs and et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know how many four-way stops I go through. And you just saying four-way stops raise my blood pressure. And I have very low blood pressure, but I need a pill.
Well, and when I was working downtown, I was walking because we're not that far away. And that's one of the most terrifying part of my day was having to go to and from work through the four-way stops because people flip out when they see a pedestrian.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that.
So here's the question. What is the rule at four-way stops? That's why we're all stressed over this because nobody seems to know the rules. Is it A, ladies first?
No.
Is it B, age before beauty?
No.
Is it C, the biggest, loudest truck goes first?
Yep.
Oh.
That's how I do it.
Okay, you failed.
But I succeed every day.
Or is it D, whoever starts waving first is yielding the right of way? Or is it E, none of the gosh dang above?
Well, it's kind of none of the above and all of the above, depending on how many people at the four-way stop actually know that there are rules.
Yes.
I love the creep. When you begin to approach a four-way stop, everybody goes, oh, crap, I don't remember the rule. What am I supposed to do? So they slow down, but they don't stop. And so there's this contest. It's like a slow race to see who can be the last one to stop. And then after everybody stops at the same time, you go, oh, crap.
Yeah, I still and everybody don't know start, what to do.
Yeah, and everybody starts waving each other. You go first. No, you go first. No, you go first.
Very dangerous.
I saw this recently because we do the same thing. We go back and forth to jobs and dropping kids off and picking kids up. So we do it a lot throughout almost every day of the week. And it doesn't seem to matter what time of day it is or anything else. But the recent one was two people that couldn't decide whose turn it was. And instead of doing that, like, oh, no, after you. No, absolutely, after you. I insist. Ha, ha, ha. That sort of thing. They both just started going. And then it was like they were playing chicken in the middle of the intersection. Like, which one's going to stop first, lady?
That doesn't happen very often.
Who has the best insurance?
Yeah. It was two women, mind you.
Because anytime
you see people struggling at a four-way stop or not knowing how to parallel park, it's usually a woman.
Yeah, sorry.
You will know.
Their car door open in the middle of the road, slowly getting out and collecting everything that goes into their purse.
You will note, first of all, Joe's not here. He's up recreating and I wish I was with him.
He's but being a mountain man.
That comment was made by the two women, and I had nothing to do with it. I did not prompt it. I did not pay for that. I just watched it happen.
But the only reason we even think it is because your toxic masculinity has been dominating this family through the patriarchy for, like, ever.
I think maybe a shower would be appropriate.
I think we should get to the real rules of the
okay.
road.
Oh, there are rules.
But first you have to explain how you came about
right
getting these yeah. rules, a paper copy of them.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say I actually remember I'm almost 60 years old and I took driver's ed in high school, and I remember being taught the rules of the right-of-way in driver's ed.
What was your driver's ed vehicle?
I can't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember yours, Sarah?
I remember my teacher and the other kids in the class, but I don't remember the vehicle. I'm a girl.
Ours was a Jeep with a stick shift. I am not making this up.
Ours was a really boring sedan, and that's why I don't remember. Okay. It was just, yeah.
I was just curious. Well, yeah. Back to where you were.
But the other part that I remember is, did you do the simulator?
Oh, no.
We had simulators, which was
we
really
We only
cool.
had seven kids in the class. We didn't need to waste time on a simulator. We just went out and drove.
I think that this made the teacher feel safer because we'd already been in the simulators. But
well, our teachers recognized that we'd been driving tractors and farm vehicles all over the place for years before that, anyway.
Not the same as traffic.
No. But if you're driving a tractor at a four-way stop.
Well, I went to high school in Casper. Most of the kids had not been driving since they were nine. They hadn't been driving tractors to school or anything like that. One of the girls had been driving illegally for a couple of years, like her boyfriends were teaching her. And I remember that she got a better grade than I did on the driving part, and I was really mad because
I
thought,
bet she did.
What did you do for the teacher? okay, so anyway. Yeah, we did the simulators where you those were pretty cool, actually. You're sitting in a... It looks like the driver's side of a car, and you're watching a video of driving through somewhere, and you're reacting by stepping on the brake and the gas and
oh,
turning.
Oh, I wish I could have done that.
Made the video?
No, I just...
What if I had, like, a streaker?
Sorry, you failed again.
Gay pride parade. What do you do?
I would just like to go through and see how many pedestrians I could hit in about 10 minutes.
You know, it was weird because what I wanted to do was get a good grade in the class. That stuff didn't even occur to me. I was trying to do well. I'm outnumbered here in the class.
I'm kind of jealous, though, because I came along years later and I didn't get a simulator.
They should have been really cool by then. Anyway, my main point was I remember learning the rules. So I thought, well, maybe there aren't any anymore, and I'll go get a driver's manual and see what they are. So the first thing is, I went into the DMV, and here's the weird part. There was no one else in there for the one guy.
It actually open? Because only open 2 or 3 days a week, I think.
No, it's open 4 days a week.
You're thinking of Thermopolis.
Yeah.
I got my driver's license 2 weeks late because I missed the first 2 days that it was open.
Yeah. They shared their people with Worland.
Yeah.
I checked so that I could go there when I had time, and they're open, I think it's 4 days a week. But anyway, the door was standing open at 8:30 in the morning. There was one guy on duty in there, and I walked in, and I thought, am I in the Twilight Zone? There's no one else in here. So then he said, oh, what can I do for you? And got up to help me. And I said, I came to get a driver's manual. And he goes, well... So we don't really, we don't actually have them anymore in the whole state. And he hands me this little slip of paper with the website on there where I can go and get it and look at it. So,
do you realize how racist that could be?
I know.
You might not be able to have access to internet, and therefore they're trying to keep you from driving.
We've got to stop this.
I think... Sheridan living wages are what's stopping people from driving because we can't afford cars here.
Yeah, that could be too.
But anyway.
Okay. So that was just a public service announcement. If you need to see the driver's manual, you can go to DOT as in Department of Transportation. Okay, so I'm sorry. I'll start that over again. www.dot.wy.us/driver-services.
That's a lot of dots.
I know. You can get your driver's manual there, and you can also, your students can take practice tests.
Is there a simulator there?
I didn't check that
there
part.
There should be.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
I don't know why there wouldn't be.
Kids nowadays have been practicing on simulators for years.
What's the game Grand Theft Auto? That would be a simulator.
Need for Speed, Most Wanted. That honed my driving skills. Anyway.
All right.
Not to mention a little bit of shooting practice.
Not a Need for Speed. You're just running from the cops.
Oh, okay.
So one thing that was significant is that the right-of-way rules don't take up much room. It's not like they're complicated. Okay? So right-of-way laws tell you who must yield at intersections and other places where two or more vehicles, motor vehicles.
A woman in a Prius.
This is going to take a really long time if you don't be quiet.
Just checking.
Two or more motor vehicles, bicycles, pedestrians, or combinations of these cannot all go at the same time. So when you get to a spot where everybody can't go at once, you got to know who has the right of way. Laws do not give anyone the right of way.
That reminds me, when you're in a home with only one privy, everybody needs to go at once. Or that seems to be the rule.
Oh, you mean, I thought you meant like, that should be the rule. Everybody goes at the same time.
No, it just seems to be the rule. I mean, you go all day, and I'm fine. And as soon as somebody walks in, they go, oh, ooh.
Yeah, that's true.
Which has nothing to do with foremost.
Oh, yeah.
I remember my driver's teacher saying, that does not mean that you have the right to go first.
Right. And so the point is, there's an accepted standard, but you don't get to run over people if they don't do the right thing. Which is why a couple of blocks from our house, we don't hear crashes all day long, because people they don't know what they're doing, and they're all trying not to wreck, because that's what most people do, is try not to wreck. Now, sometimes that's not the case, but here is the suggestion.
More like guidelines.
Exactly.
Does it actually say suggestion?
No.
These are laws, people.
The laws of right-of-way only indicate who must yield the right-of-way. Therefore, you must always be alert for those who fail to yield, because they're all over the place, and you should do everything possible to avoid a crash. Duh.
Just walk to work. Oh, wait. Pedestrians and four-way stops are the problem.
Right. This includes recognizing other vehicles and pedestrians. It is important to remember that bicyclists are classified as vehicles and are granted the same rights and responsibilities
that operators of motorcycles have.
I know. So we'll go on. First of all, we'll talk about the four-way stops. And then we'll go back to bicyclists if we still have any, you know, if our blood pressure isn't too high.
Our tank isn't low.
Yeah. Okay. Intersections with four-way stops. At a four-way stop intersection, common courtesy, not a rule, not a law, requires, common courtesy requires, that's interesting, that the driver who stops first should be permitted to go first.
That's why I stop half a block back.
Right. It's much safer that way.
I do. And then I've got a little bit of time to build up some speed so that if there is an impact, I'm going to make it through the intersection.
Oh, I thought you meant so you would be able to do the most damage to someone else.
Well, the vehicle that I drive already pretty much ensures that.
Okay. If in doubt, yield to the driver on your right or left.
Right.
Okay, yes. Good job. If in doubt, yield to the driver on your right. It's important to remember to never insist on the right of way at the risk of a crash.
Now, if you think about it, if you yield to the person on the right, it makes everything more quick. Makes everything happen more quickly.
Yeah.
So, duh.
I know.
But common sense isn't common.
No, and that's why we're doing this, because this is a public service announcement for Sheridan and for anybody else.
This is a long announcement.
I know. Well, okay. If you enter an intersection while violating the speed law, you forfeit any right-of-way you might have had.
Oh, this sounds like Calvin Ball. My oldest brother is making this up as we go along.
Actually, it's very simple, though. Whoever stops first gets to go first. That makes sense, because there's none of this jumping back. Okay.
Chip in jail.
But if you squeal up to the stop sign at 40 miles an hour, you're a douche and you don't get to go.
Yeah, and I think they're also talking about if you... That would kind of imply that you haven't even stopped, I think. Because you can't be really.
But if everybody
speeding.
Else is doing what they're supposed to be, which is to watch out for idiots and douches, as you call them,
yeah,
then it's going to work out perfectly. Right. Therefore, I wear that little badge and just say, I'm going.
Mm-hmm. So you're part of the problem.
No, I'm part of the solution.
Okay, now here's another part of this. Like I said, when I was walking to work and going to four-way stops, sometimes it was absolutely terrifying because people, for some reason, they see a pedestrian and go, pedestrians always have the right-of-way. Ah, I don't know what to do. And so I would come up to the four-way stop and see if anybody's coming. Sometimes there wouldn't be, depending on what time I was going. And I would go, oh, I can just go. And then other times I would see, like, all of a sudden, there's somebody coming to each corner, four cars. And go, oh, shoot, they're not going to know what to do. And so I would slow way down so I wouldn't get there.
I hate confrontation.
But people would stop and wave me on before I even got there.
Yep.
That's not helpful to me because now I have to run to get across because I don't know whether all four of these people are waving me on or
whether
just
one of them
you.
Is Ken.
you remember Red Skelton coaching his wife driving?
No.
He said Red Skelton was saying to his wife, give him the right of way, give him the right. And she sped up.
Oh, yeah.
And she hit the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I said give him the right of way. She says, oh, I thought you said get him right of way.
So here's the right of way to pedestrians. The driver and the pedestrian are both responsible for traffic safety, like drivers of motor vehicles and bicyclists. Statute requires a driver to give the right of way or yield to a pedestrian under three circumstances. When a pedestrian is in a marked crosswalk on your side of the roadway with or without traffic control signals.
Oh. Marked crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does that around here.
On my side of the road.
Right. Which makes sense because I've come up to cross the street as a pedestrian before and somebody's waiting and waiting and waiting for me to go. And I'm going, the light's going to change before I get to the other side.
Yeah.
I could go and you could go, but you're a big chicken. You think you're going to run over a pedestrian simply because I'm on foot. I also had a friend one time who we were coming down Fifth Street and there's somebody standing in the middle of the block waiting to stop to cross the street and she just stopped. I said, what are you doing? Because, you know, there's a line of people behind you. She says, are you supposed to, pedestrians have the right of way.
No, no.
Not like that.
Not when they're, and that's terrible in downtown Sheridan because
yes.
People will just walk out in the middle of the street between cars like you're just going to slam on
it's
your
called
brakes.
Jaywalking.
And even though the speed limit's only 20 over there, mm-hmm. It's worse than the deer on the highway.
Yep. Okay, so another instance of when the driver is supposed to yield to the pedestrian when making a lawful turn on a red light after coming to a complete stop. So if somebody's getting ready to cross in the same direction you were heading, you're going to turn right on red, you should let the pedestrian go first.
Yeah, the basic rule is you have to clear the lane.
Right.
Or I'll clear it.
When a blind pedestrian is carrying a clearly visible white cane or is accompanied by a guide dog. That's again,
what you
just
should have
common
done.
Courtesy.
Abby had that put in there herself.
So, yeah, you mean I should have carried
yes.
a cane or gotten a dog?
You should have gotten big sunglasses and a stick.
So then they'd all be stopping for me, and then I would have to run and pretend like I couldn't see at the same time. Okay. So.
That would be cool.
So, let's see, some of the other... Right, what were you saying about... Okay. I'll just go back here. Intersections with no signs or signals. So we do have some unmarked intersections in the
yes.
residential districts.
Oh,
yes, we do.
By
yeah.
my house.
And most of the time it's that way because either you got these big dips where somebody's got to slow down anyway.
And we're done talking about
in the
pedestrians.
Street, yeah. drainage ditches, I meant.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Storm drain. There's just so little traffic that they must not be worried about. I don't really know. But
in my neighborhood, they put the signs on one side and the drainage dips on the other.
I know.
So someone will be stopped at the stop sign and you'll slow down to hit those ditches and not bottom out your car.
Yeah.
And the other person will go, oh, they're letting me go. No, I'm just trying not to die.
Yeah, usually they do it the other way.
All
right. So where no signals or signs are in place, you must watch for any driver coming from your right and yield the right of way regardless of who first reaches the intersection because they have the right of way as long as they're going straight. And so you act like there's a stop sign when someone's coming.
This changes everything.
I know.
Hopefully for the better.
So anytime you come to a place where others may cross or enter your path, check the sides to make sure no one is coming. Do not depend upon traffic signs or signals to provide a safe path. Check in front of you and then check to the left, since you will meet vehicles coming from the left first. I remember learning that in driver's ed. Yeah. Left, right, left again before you go. Check for vehicles coming from the right, then make another check in both directions. So you.
I remember that, and I also remember all of the girls in the room going, "What? Okay. All right, ladies, pay attention. This is my driving instructor. If I'm stopped at an intersection and there are two cars coming from either direction, which one is closer to me?" Well, are they like a block away or two blocks away? So I just remember him going, "Ladies, look at me. Left, right, left again. Can you just do that?" And then they don't know which one is their left.
You fail.
I passed the first time, just so everybody knows.
So, at any time, if you're going in one direction and you're going to cross a lane, you also sort of forfeit the right of way if you're going to, turn left.
We
in
just
front
mentioned
of
that. Clear the lane.
Right.
Yeah. If you're going to cross somebody else's lane, you have to clear.
Wait until they. Yeah. Wait until they've come through.
Unless they're a pedestrian.
A blind one.
Or a woman driving a Prius.
But there also is a little bit about yield signs. If a yield sign is in your lane, yield the right of way to cross traffic close enough to be dangerous. You don't have to yield to traffic three blocks away.
Wait a minute. A yield sign is in my lane? Does that mean the city works people put the hole in the wrong place for the signpost?
That's very unclear here.
It's also very possible. Not in your neighborhood, but in my neighborhood. Your neighborhood gets plowed in the winter.
It's a lot easier to dig over here than it is back there on the concrete curb, so we're going to put the sign here.
On this dirt road.
So I'm not sure if we actually helped anything there or not, but a couple of things that I wanted to say. Being a self-centered jerk doesn't grant you the right of way. If you are the person in the biggest hurry at a four-way stop, that doesn't grant you the right-of-way. Sorry.
But somebody has to have the right-of-way, because also being unsure of the rules and being a coward and going up and waving everybody on until there's nobody within three blocks.
I know.
And I see that all the time. People usually have a 16-county plate. They're sitting there at a four-way stop going, "Oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap. Everybody go. When no one around, and I will creep across."
Pretty sure there's a dozen.
Be here until 10 o'clock tonight.
Right, and there's a dozen people backed up behind you, and the first person's about ready to ram you through the intersection. Yeah, that doesn't work.
Is there a rule about when that person then swerves out into the passing lane?
What passing lane? You mean the sidewalk? It's called no passing on the right.
Yes. There are so many different scenarios we could talk about here, because people just don't know. And you know when you get up there, that's our habit mainly, is to pull up, assess the situation before you get there, and then either go really fast to stop first or go very slowly so that it's obvious that you were not first, and then hope for the best.
And there's your conclusion, I think.
My conclusion is that I have a 9mm between the seats. And the next person that waves me through an intersection before my wheels have stopped turning, like this.
That's not actually, there's nothing against that in the book that
Boom.
I can see.
Oh, that puts a whole new wheel on the wagon, does it not?
Wait, we're in wagons now?
I carry a 45.
It has more speed.